Nothing further to report other than, you know, we're having conversations. People might hear rumours of me speaking to this person or seeing me in a meeting with that person or what have you. Of course that's going on. Mm. That's my job, is to try and find a new owner. But there's nothing substantive to report. I liken it a little bit, to use an analogy of us trying to, say, buy a football player, and it's very difficult, and we don't think we're going to get this player, and then all of a sudden something happens, it falls into place, and you have that player. That could happen with the club ownership situation, but I don't want to raise any expectations. It also could take a very long time, as we said from the start, and it's only been since sort of early October that we made the announcement and started to market the club. And so many clubs for sale, and so many clubs have been for sale, and so few actually get sold. So patience, I'm afraid, is what we're going to have to ask people for.
Yes, if I had a pound for every rumour about who's buying it, I'd buy it myself. But sure. To paraphrase the main question that we get asked, why not? Why haven't you sold it?
Why not? I think the real answer to that is there are so few people with the sorts of money that you need nowadays to own and to invest properly in a football club, that despite what people think, there's not many people around with tens of millions of pounds that just want to give it to a football club, because many people realise, or even the people with the money realise, that even if they like football and might quite like the idea, think, do you know what, this is a heck of a challenge, and if it doesn't go well, this is what could happen. You could end up like Eddie Davis at Bolton, who I've got the utmost respect for. But I think he's invested £175 million or so, and he's no longer the owner, and he's not getting that money back. And he's taken all sorts of stick over the last two or three years as they got relegated out of the Premier League and now have been relegated out of the Championship. It can be a thankless task. And we've got I say to everybody, you've got to... I want people to understand that it's not easy, and that when you have an owner, you need to cherish them, because they're so few and far between. All the good ones are so few and far between. And there's lots of ownership situations out there that, quite frankly, I wouldn't want Wolverhampton Wanderers to be one of them.
Does it matter who the club is sold to? And to put it another way, does the current owner mind who it's sold to?
Absolutely, yes. Why
should he be bothered who it's sold
to? Because this is a very precious national sporting institution that stands for so many positive things with its fantastic history. Its base here in the West Midlands in Wolverhampton, what it means to the people who support it and have supported it for decades, that it requires, in our view, in Steve's view and in my view, somebody who will continue to run and own the football club in a positive, sensible way without risking its future. And many of our fans today will remember when this club nearly went to the wall, nearly went out of business altogether. We do not want a return to those days, but likewise, it's not about that. It's about trying to develop the future and bring success to our fantastic fans and all of the people here. We've got brilliant employees, great supporters, fantastic sponsors. We have the most incredible academy. We've got brilliant staff. We've got good management. We have all of the factors in place, I think, to be an attractive option for the right kind of owner. But we don't just want to sell it to anybody. And Steve Morgan wants the right owner too, just as Sir Jack wanted the right owner with Steve, and we believe we got that. And we think Steve's a really good owner. And the next owner has got to either carry on or improve upon what Sir Jack and Steve have done.